Hello, Shackley family. This is Dr. Jamie McManus, Chairman of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences, and Education. And I am very excited to be here today to talk with you about some very important things in my heart related to how you share Shackley out in the world every day and some of the challenges that you face in talking to people about what they may be interested in or what they may have heard about or what they may see as being a competitor to the use of Shackley products. So we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the Shackley difference and how to deal with the comments and suggestions and competitors and objections that people may have. And so just to help you feel as strong as possible as you go out in the world and do what I think is so very important, and that is share Shackley. And joining me on this call is a longtime friend for me and someone who's highly respected out in the field and does just the most amazing trainings on a lot of the things we're going to be talking about today, which is why he's joining me on this call today, from the lovely state of Colorado, Rick Seymour. Hi, Rick.
Dr. Jamie, how are you?
I am doing great, thank you. And how about you?
I'm super and delighted to be on this call this evening.
Well, that's great. And thank you for joining me. And Rick and I are going to be having a little conversation about these topics from my perspective at the home office and being a physician and being extremely committed to helping people feel very confident about our Shackley products and Shackley as a company. And every day I get calls and emails that come in from one of you out there who has a customer, a friend, a family member who has heard about some company, has heard about some product, and they want to have the details about how do we compare. And just from an overall perspective, my very, very, very strong feelings are that Shackley does not have any competitors, that we are such a unique company with such a strong heritage of commitment to science and quality, that there really are no competitors for our products, and there is no competition for Shackley as a corporation out there. We do so many good things even outside of just bringing wonderful products to the world for, you know, helping to create healthier lives. And so Rick and I are going to have a little bit of a dialogue about that as to how to help you feel confident about that. And I know that, Rick, your perspective, of course, is, I think, similar to mine.
Well, I think very much so. And Dr. Jamie, I really appreciate the fact that you said you get so many requests, because I know Alden and I, over the years, it seems like hardly a week goes by we don't get some request from somebody about a competitor. And it just wears you out.
It does.
You haven't got enough time to research all that and figure all that out. And I think one of the challenges that it took me the longest time to figure out is that I came to this business as an aerospace engineer. And, of course, engineers are always dealing with numbers and data and facts and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was all about the numbers and the data and the facts. And when I got through transferring all of that to a prospect, if I could wake them up, they might think about buying something. But I finally came to realize that for the vast majority of people, that's not really what's going to get them engaged in what it is we have to share.
Right, right. Because what for you and Aldana over the years, what has been the number one reason why someone buys a Shackley product or signs up to become a Shackley member after you talk with them?
I think the vast majority of time, it's our belief and our relationship with a person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And some of that comes from your, I'm sure, passionate, because I've heard you and Aldana speak many times, your passionate sharing of your experiences with the products and Shackley over the years.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I think everybody needs to understand is one of the most powerful things that you can share with somebody is your personal story, because that's number one, the one thing that absolutely nobody can argue with, because
sure,
it's your story. And so don't get bogged down in all of the, you know, comparing labels and numbers and all that kind of stuff, because you lose every one of those arguments, but nobody can argue with your own story.
It's so very true, and I very much believe in that as well. I mean, I think that when I do presentations on the, you know, all the health issues out there and all the various reasons why nutrition and changing your lifestyle and incorporating supplementation may make a difference, that's all really important information, but it's the one part of it that really that they've had a personal experience with that's going to grab their attention, that their mother just was diagnosed with cancer, or their good friend has been dealing with MS, or they know that their family history is rife with heart disease and they're really concerned about that being in their future. And so the kind of grabbing of the heart with your personal story and your personal experience, and over the years accumulating more stories in your treasure chest to share with people, because you probably have a story to tell about somebody's experience that's going to be, you know, going to hit home and grab the heart of almost anybody you might be talking to.
Well, you know, and I think another area that people tend to neglect is the fact that we've got 100% guarantee on the products.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into a triathlete last week who has had a real struggle with sports drinks and trying to keep things down and things that he can't digest, and they cramp him up and they have all kinds of problems. And
mm-hmm.
he was very resistant to trying something new or different because he thought he'd tried them all. And I said, look, we've got this product that happens to be what the U.S. ski team and the U.S. snowboarding team use, and by the way, they did pretty well in Vancouver, and dropped a few seeds like that. And I said, you risk absolutely nothing by trying this stuff. And he kind of shrugged his shoulders and he says, well, okay, but I know it's not going to work for me. And I said, well, look, why don't you just dilute it half strength to start with and see if you can tolerate it, and if it works, great. I get an email from him 3 days later. He says, that is the most amazing stuff. It is working phenomenally well for me. And it was just the fact that he risked nothing by trying it, because we have that guarantee that he was willing to go ahead.
Right, right. And that's so important for everyone to remember, especially people that may be newer here, is that that's a great thing to remember. That's one of the ways that you can overcome objections is, listen, give it a try. This can't, you know, we promise it won't harm you. And the worst thing that can happen to you is that maybe it's not going to do what you expect that it's going to do, and we're going to give you your money back. I think the money back guarantee is important. And I think, you know, just having a simple view of what we know and can speak so freely about as the Shackley difference. And I know that we have, you know, entire presentations, and I can give an hour-long talk. I could probably give a five-hour talk on the Shackley difference. And obviously, it's kind of like your facts and details conversation when you first started the business, Rick, and putting people to sleep. We do have to keep it kind of short and sweet, don't we?
Yeah, definitely do.
You know, and to me, and here's my perspective for everyone out there as far as what really is the Shackley difference. You know, one, we create products that are really relevant to people's health. They really provide a benefit. Every single one of our products is designed to provide benefits for people. Two, we base that upon sound science. The research is very clear out in the world of scientific research that these particular ingredients are going to go together to create a particular product that has a particular benefit or a series of benefits. And then we follow that up, and this is part of what makes Shackley completely unique. We follow that up by doing real clinical research. We do human studies. Over the years, over 100 of these have been published in peer-reviewed journals. So these are not studies that are not published, because a lot of companies out there will say, oh, we have lots of published studies. But if you go to their website and you go to their, you know, to their information, you can't find any studies anywhere, because a lot of this is a lot of marketing and it's a lot of borrowed science that people use. And so in my experience over the years, and it's really what led me to be a part of Shackley 5 years ago now, is this commitment to doing real research to advance the state of knowledge of nutrition as well as to support our products. And, of course, I know, Rick, one of the studies that you love to talk about is the Landmark Study.
Oh, it's an extraordinary resource for those of us in the field, because when you think of the fact that we are the only company in our industry, and I'm not just talking network marketing companies, I'm talking supplementation in general,
mm-hmm.
we are the only company with independent proof that our products really work and make a difference in people's health. That's an extraordinary resource to lay out in front of somebody.
It really is, and to remind everyone that, you know, even though, you know, Shackley may fund or support or sponsor this research, these are research projects that are done independently, because otherwise they would not be published in peer-reviewed journals. And sometimes people who are not scientists don't always understand that. So that's always an important thing to remind people of the high level of rigor and the fact that these really truly are independent studies.
Well, and of course, you know, being a numbers guy, I get real excited about the numbers on the landmark study. But one of the things that is such a strong point you can make with people, and I don't have it in front of me, but when you look at it, there's three or four of the particular areas, whether it was congestive heart failure,
correct,
or diabetes or whatever.
Diabetes.
But anyway,
yeah,
there's three or four of them where people taking other brands of multivitamins actually have worse health than people who do nothing.
Correct. Exactly, which is part of the Shackley difference, you know, truly, because we have not only these products that are based in strong science and proven by scientific research, but also that we have these amazing quality standards, because you can put together a product that isn't going to be well absorbed, that isn't going to be well metabolized in the body, and that's, you know, that's relatively easy to do. What's more challenging is actually to create the host of ingredients that we may use in any given product and put it together with the quality of ingredients as well as the delivery system technology to create a product that's really going, you're going to experience the difference.
Well, and I think there's two things there that you're referring to that I think are so relevant to us in the field who are trying to tell that story to people is, number one, that bibliography of research that we have in the back of the product guide is unlike any other company.
Yeah.
And when other people, you know, when people come to us and say, well, what about this company? I say, well, just ask them for a bibliography of research done on their products,
right,
not just general stuff they pulled off the Internet and profess to have some research. But the reality is nobody else has that resource. And the people who take the time to go to these other companies and write them or go to their website or whatever discover that, oh, gosh, it's, you know, sadly lacking in that particular arena. But the other thing you referred to that I think is so crucial is the whole issue of quality control, the number of tests we do on raw materials, the things that we discover that other manufacturers don't discover. A couple of examples that immediately come to mind is, you know, I don't remember how many years ago we had the problem with the ginseng that was coming in that was contaminated with a carcinogenic fungicide. And
right.
You know, as a company, we would rather not sell the product than sell something we knew was inferior.
Right.
And yet the fascinating part is everything we rejected was bought by other companies and put on the shelf for consumers to buy.
Right.
So
and
huge.
Yeah, it is. And it's definitely a good story to tell. And there's, you know, there's others, you know, similar to that. The omega-3 is another one we had chatted about, Rick, you know, where the just recently, you know, there's a lawsuit that's been filed against a number of companies in California who are selling fish oil products that are contaminated with PCBs that are, you know, higher than safe levels of PCBs and other contaminants, mercury. And so, you know, we know that when we have letters from our vendor, we not only start with the most pure ingredients, but we retest everything. And that's something that Rick referred to a couple of minutes ago as far as our part of our standards, part of all of this quality testing that we do. Most other companies, or great majority of companies out there, actually they accept what's called the C of A, which is the certificate of analysis that says we've done all these testings, the vendor says we've done all these testing for these raw materials and we found them free of blah, 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 blah. Well, we don't take that at face value. We actually retest everything, which is why we have over 80,000 tests that are done on our products every year, because we'd rather have a back order on something than put out a product that doesn't meet our quality standards.
Well, and I think that is so unusual in the marketplace when you hear constantly on the news about products that have been designated for recall by the FDA and products that have been, you know, known to be not safe because the raw ingredients came from China and weren't tested or whatever it was.
Right.
It has become so much a part of how people perceive the marketplace that when somebody like Shackley comes along that does all these things that other companies don't do, I think that really resonates with the educated consumer today.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And a few other points we want to make sure that people know is that also that we, you know, part of our Shackley commitment is that we don't use artificial flavors. You'll never see artificial sweeteners in our products. We tend to use natural coloring ingredients as much as possible. We're even entering into the organic arena, even though we've always felt that we go beyond organic, because organic to me only refers to the growing conditions by which something is grown under, and not necessarily guaranteeing that the finished raw material or the finished product coming to you is free of everything. For instance, organic produce. Well, you know it's grown organically, but it may unfortunately be exposed to other things en route getting to the marketplace. So organic produce is better than not buying organic produce, but we believe that testing beyond testing is so important to guarantee and validate that what we're sending out to the consumer is as pure as we can possibly have it be.
Well, and I think too, Dr. Jamie, there's probably quite a few people listening to this call that are aware of the thing that cropped up a couple of weeks ago about the fact that one of the major brands that Whole Foods sells is organic, all comes from China, and their definition of organic is dramatically different than the U.S. definition.
Right.
The U.S. definition doesn't even meet the standards you're talking about for Shaklee.
Correct. What we've been talking about here is, hopefully for everyone out there, is the reminders of all the things that you know, although some of you who may be newer to our Shaklee family may not know all these things, so we're probably giving some of you some new points. And for some of you, reminding you of things that you have known over the years so that you feel really extremely strong and confident, so that no matter what someone wants to try and talk to you about as the reason why they are not going to potentially buy a Shaklee product, you can say, you know what, I don't know about that, but here's what I do know about, and I'm so very excited about Shaklee, about my experiences, about helping people lose weight, about helping people feel healthier, about getting more people on Vitalizer and having them feel have so much energy even in the first week or two. People like your triathlete who has had problems with all these products, and you can offer a Shaklee sports nutrition product for him, and wow, he's singing the praises in a few days.
That's right. And I think there's one last thing from a field perspective that I think is important too, Dr. Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those of us out here, there's a few exceptions, but most of us out here in the field don't have lots of letters after our name. The people we're talking to know we're not doctors, we're not nutritionists, we're not naturopaths. And if we try to come across as experts, they're just going to take it with a grain of salt anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the important thing to realize is that we have so many tools and resources, from the science segments on hotline tapes. We got a wealth of resources from people who have lots of credibility and lots of letters after their names, that you don't have to come across as an expert. All you have to do is hand them the resource or guide them to that resource. Let some third party tell the story who's got the credibility that we don't, and that leaves you out of the loop, and they get to make a decision based on something that has a lot more value in their eyes than what I'm sharing personally.
Well, and I would have to come back at you and say, coming back to the very first point, is that the personal story is so very important. But I think you're absolutely right. You're right on this. I mean, I think those are wonderful bookends for our call with you today. Is number one, your personal story is so very important, because that is what you are most passionate about and you are most knowledgeable at, and you will speak from the heart and will be most meaningful to the person you're talking to. And to know that we have your back. Shaklee, I mean, this is what we do all day long, is to help to create content and tools and to interact with you like we're doing on this call, right now, to give you the confidence that you have the very best products, you have the very best company, you have the very best opportunity to offer to people, because the products are so great and the company is so committed to the highest quality standards. And if you feel that strongly in your heart, then there is no stopping you, and we can reach so many more people out there who so desperately need to hear about Shaklee.
Well, and I think to your last point about the passion with which you share it, because there's so few people out there in any endeavor that are passionate about what they do, that really attracts people. And I think we have an amazing story to tell. I think each of us has a personal story that we can share. And if we just let that belief come through and we demonstrate that to other people, that in and of itself is attractive.
So very true. And that is a great few points to end on our call. Thank you, Rick, so much for being a part of this very important conversation with our Shaklee family about how Shaklee is unique and how to feel as confident as possible at being out there in the world and sharing Shaklee with the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that need to hear about our products.
Absolutely. And thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Jamie.
Absolutely. And everyone have a wonderful Shaklee Day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.